It's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it, you'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
The fastest mobile 4G LTE service on the face of the planet is now available in the Thumb area. And the only towers you'll find the fastest 4G LTE service in the Thumb is at Thumb Cellular. Comparing Thumb Cellular's fast 4G LTE service to the other guys is like riding a tricycle on a NASCAR track. With 10 times the speed of 3G, you can video chat with no lag, download music files in seconds, use voice and data simultaneously on your smartphone. If you want to get up to speed, then head to any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a complete demonstration on these blazing speeds. And when you leave the Thumb area, your phone will then access Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide with more coverage than all other networks combined. The best just got better. See Thumb Cellular today.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Back at the ranch to start the second half. Paul Silver went to work on his own rebound and put it back up for two. It's now a 10-point game, 31-21. Lakers trails. Into Brandon Oswald inside the lane. He went up for the shot and was fouled. And before that, actually, Paul Zern was charged with his first foul on the rebound. So that'll be the second team foul against Lakers, as well as the second against Evan Kaczynski on that foul.
On their first possession, it took Lakers about 35 seconds to get their shot off. And it took about 7 seconds for the Pirates to go ahead and get their first shot off.
As the first free throw is good from Brandon Oswald, he has another one coming. He has 7 points in the game. And the second one is no good. Rebound by Nick Post. Here come the Lakers. Harbor Beach 32, Lakers 21. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Over to the left wing. Back up to the top to Schutte for three. Yes! Jared Schutte starts the second half with a three. And now they're within eight. It's 32-24. Harbor Beach still leads as Andrew Seaman has the ball inside the lane. Back up to Aaron Ginther, top of the key. Eli Kraft, left corner. Nothing there. Starts his dribble. Back up to the top. Resets the half-court set. Aaron Ginther. On the left wing, drives down to the lane, cuts me between two defenders, cuts past Zwemer, up for the layup, and this one's good. Ginther with 5 points, a quiet night so far for him, and it's back to a 10-point game, 34-24. Schutte dribbles to his right, into the corner to Binder for three, it's up, and this one's no good, rebound by Seaman. Here come the Pirates, over to Aaron Ginther. Jonathan Kraft, Eli Kraft. Andrew Seaman, top of the key, being guarded by Schutte. Drives down the lane, cuts back to the free throw line for the jump shot, and rims in and out halfway down, and rebound by Zwemer of Lakers. Schutte brings across the timeline for Lakers in USA here. Clark Ramsey and John Rooney with your call on WLAW Sports. Evan Kaczynski, right corner. Back up to the right wing, still dribbling. Trying to feed it into Paul Zormer, their MO apparently in the second half. Puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, Aaron Ginther. And the Pirates still lead by 10. 5.5 to play in the third, 34-24. Aaron Ginther, left wing, starts his dribble. He's being guarded by Paul Zormer, 20 feet from the hoop. Drives down left side, back out, kicks it out to Eli Kraft, who dribbles back to the top of the key. Over to the right wing to Andrew Seaman inside the lane, pills up his dribble. Brandon Oswald, and they reset the offense. 5:05 left in the third. Eli Kraft feeds it to Andrew Seaman, right block, sees what he's got, double team coming, and he loses it. And they say last touch by a white jersey, Harbor Beach ball right in front of their own bench. Left side of your radio, far side.
Harbor Beach seemed to be a little bit out of sync. Right now they're playing 1-on-3, just driving the ball. They need to be a little bit more conscious of what the other four players are doing out there.
Ginther in left wing, back to Eli Kraft, top of the key, over to Jonathan Kraft, right wing. And Andrew Seaman in the right elbow, takes the jump shot, turnaround, no good. Rebound, Evan Kaczynski, and into the hands of Schutte.
Even though they missed the shot, that was a better flow on the offense.
4:40 left, Schutte blows right past Eli Kraft, over to Evan Kaczynski in the left corner, back to Schutte in the left wing. Over to the right wing to Binder, up to post, getting a little bit of off motion offense. And the back door cut goes to Evan Kaczynski. And he wide open layup misses it. Rebound, Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft on the other end, goes up for layup, this one's good.
That's Harbor Beach basketball, coast to coast.
Eli Kraft with 10 points gives Harbor Beach a 12-point lead, their largest, ties their largest tonight. 36-24, 4:10 left in the third. Schutte drives into the lane, kicks it down to Zwemmer, who misses that one, puts up the second one, he's fouled and one. Zwemmer will be going to line for an old-fashioned three-point play here. He now has 16 on the night. It's a push against Harbor Beach. And the first team foul of the half for the Pirates, and it goes against Brandon Oswald, his first.
That was an excellent feed by Jared Schutte to Paul Zwemmer. I mean, it just laid it in there perfect.
Aaron Christie replaces Nick Post, who takes a breather. Kyle Binder's also on the bench as Paul Zwemmer is shooting one free throw here. He's gone 2-for-2 already on the night, and check that, 3-for-3. Zwemmer with 17 points already, and we're only halfway through the third quarter. Aaron Ginther, right wing, dribbling, back to the top of the key, over to Jonathan Kraft. Brandon Oswald now getting some motion offense going. Andrew Seaman in the middle of the lane, going against Zwemmer with the ball, now feeds it into Oswald, who has to run and catch it. Gets it back out to Kraft, left wing. He drives into lane, kick out to Jonathan Kraft for three, no good. Rebound by Guardian of the Lakers. Nice defensive possession there for the green and white. They trail by 9 points, 36-27, after Paul Zwemmer's three-point play. Evan Kaczynski on the baseline from the left side, pulls up for the jump shot, no good. Rebound by Jonathan Kraft, up to Eli Kraft on 1-on-2, and we have a whistle. Eli Kraft slipped between the defenders and he was fouled on the way to the lane. It was on the floor, so Harbor Beach will get it underneath their own hoop. Third team foul of the half for Lakers against the number 5, Evan Kaczynski. That's his third. So Schutte sits down, Binder's back in for the green and white. Out there for Lakers right now, we have Binder, Guardian, Zwemmer, Christie, and Kaczynski. Kraft into Andrew Seaman in the right corner. Feeds into Aaron Ginther in the middle of the lane, and Kyle Binder stripped him from the get-go. And out of bounds, last touch by Brandon Oswald. We'll give that a turnover for Harbor Beach, their first of the night. Substitution coming in for Lakers. Nick Post replaces the three foul, Evan Kaczynski. 3:07 left in the third. 36-27, Harbor Beach by 9 over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in the first of two games here in USA tonight in the district semifinals. Harbor Beach in a man-to-man. Guardian picks up his dribble, top of the key, over to Post on the right wing. Down to the baseline is Christie for the jump shot. This one rims three times around and finally falls. Aaron Christie with his first points of the night. Now it's a 7-point game. Harbor Beach 36, Lakers 29. 2:40 left in the third. Aaron Ginther on the right wing. Over to the left wing to Eli Kraft, being guarded by Christie. Brandon Oswald can't hang on to the pass, has to chase it down right near the midcourt.